I would love to be able to replace NASA. But having said that, I always make it want to be fair. When they do it right, we have to recognize that. And they have been doing it right now with the Discovery mission. But like I say, I would love to replace them with private enterprise. And I think I see that coming, increasing acceleration of the private. It could very well be by the end, by this next decade. NASA's attempt to go back to the moon could be short-circuited because the private companies will wave at them as they go by, as they head their way.
You may be right about that, because the private companies will be able to raise capital.
Yes.
They'll be able to entice super brains to join them. And, it's just a matter of mechanics. I mean, if you take the people who build things for NASA, just have them build them for private purposes, they can get it done.
Oh, without question. And, it's an interesting thing. The key for private enterprise to work, though, is you have to make a profit. Now, it seems right now, market studies are showing without question that there is money, a great deal of money to be made in the space industry, not just in tourism, which has been the hot-button topic that people have been talking about since Spaceship One won the X Prize 2.5 years ago. It's not just space tourism. There is money to be made in just producing cheaper, more efficiently built, and quicker-to-launch rockets, because the American big companies like Lockheed and Boeing have not really worked very hard to make their operations efficient or very cost-effective. They make most of their money from the government. The government doesn't care if it costs a lot, and so therefore they spend a fortune, and so therefore there's not much, there's very little access to space with a cheap, affordable rocket. And anyone who comes along and wants to build a cheap, affordable rocket has the opportunity to grab a gigantic market share and make a lot of money. And in fact, one company is doing that. It's Elon Musk's. Elon Musk, I've talked about him before on the air. He invented PayPal, sold it for billions to eBay, and he's starting a rocket company. And he's built a family of rockets called the Falcon. They did their first attempt at a launch, earlier this year. Unfortunately, it was a failure, but it was a failure in such a way that made it more of a success than you could expect from a new company out of nowhere. And he's intending to, his next launch is going to probably be in September. He's going to charge a third the price of the big companies to put material in orbit. It's so cheap that if he succeeds, he will take over the market. Now, having said all that, you need a profit. Once you start having a profit, private enterprise, tourists, you start making a profit, the people who are building these rockets and want to put tourists in suborbital space or even on hotels in orbit, they want to go to the moon and Mars just like NASA does. They're going to take some of their profit and pump it back into their company to come up with better designs, more efficient designs to do better things.
And faster, and
they'll do it fast and efficient and cheap because they don't have to deal with the bureaucratic rules that a NASA has to deal with. And so there are a lot of confluence of events that are going on right now that make me think by the end of this decade we very clearly could see a thriving private market working independent of governments putting people in space. And I can go down the list. I mean, there's one company, Bigelow, that's building.
Oh yeah, Robert
habitat.
Bigelow's company. Sure, he wants the hotel, right?
Yes, exactly. Now their problem, Bigelow needs a way to get its tourists up to their habitats. They're building the habitats, but they have no cheap way to getting things up there. Well, that's one of the reasons Elon Musk's SpaceX company exists. He's seen that as a potential place he can make money. There's a half a dozen other companies that are also aiming at trying to win that market share from Bigelow. Bigelow himself has a prize. He's offered a $50 million America prize for the first company that can provide him that orbital capability at an inexpensive cost, reusable, by the end of this decade. At the same time, this is where government and private enterprise in the United States can maybe join hands and make it work. NASA, under Mike Griffin, has a program right now to find alternative ways to ferry supplies to the International Space Station. And this program, they call it the COTS program. That's an acronym, and honestly, I think it's Commercial Operative Transportation System. But it doesn't matter. The idea is they want to find alternative companies to provide ferrying service to ISS. And they're looking at independent companies, small companies, that haven't done it before, to provide them cheap access. Now, if NASA subsidizes some of these same companies, this includes Musk's SpaceX, it includes Scale Composites, which is Burt Rutan's company that built Spaceship One, includes a bunch of other companies that have not been major players. In fact, they haven't even been players in the space rocket business before. If any one of these companies wins that contract from NASA, they will be subsidized to provide a cheap ferrying service to ISS. Once they do that, they have the facilities to provide Bigelow his ferrying service. They have facilities then to do orbital tourism. They're going to own their own equipment. They can use it for almost any purpose they want. Unlike Lockheed and Boeing, who've kind of just been very happy to sit at the pig's trough and feed off the federal government. These smaller companies want to have their own business and be independent of the federal government, but they'll take their money if they can make the
All right, but we would, as a country, we'd still have the military space effort, I assume, right?
Yeah, well, you know, that's an interesting thing about this. You have to break down what the military space effort is in a variety of ways. The military space effort is, one, the military wants the ability to launch rockets. It has a program, it had a program, which is pretty much finished now, where they got the two main companies, Boeing and Lockheed, to develop advanced new rockets. And so Boeing's Delta and Lockheed's Atlas rockets were advanced and improved and made more efficient for the military, and therefore they have two sources of rockets. But the military is also investing money, and this gets back to what I was talking about before, and this about other small private companies. The military has been dissatisfied with these two big behemoths because they can't put a rock. They can't. If the military turns to them and says, "Look, I need to launch a spy satellite over Iraq tomorrow because the ones we have won't give us the pictures we need," can you do it? They can't. It takes them months to get a launch together. And the military has had a program for the last few years to encourage the development of fast turnaround rocket launches. And Musk, Elon Musk once again, with SpaceX, his company, part of his development money has come from the military. They have for launching student satellites. The military has bought contracts for him to build student satellites, so that he gets development money so he can build his very fast turnaround small Falcon family of rockets. And he's not alone in this. So it's part of the same thing. I mean, the military, you build the rockets. The rockets are not, don't have to be classified. They're rockets. And they can be used for any number of purposes. And so that aids the military and it aids commercial private, space exploration. Now, that's one aspect of the military. The other half is the reconnaissance in orbit itself, and that's where the big money is, really where the big money is. And it's used for purposes of being able to see and hear with great detail in preparation for war. And it's also used, they're also trying to develop systems to use with the soldier in the field itself directly. The soldier will be communicating through satellites. They use GPS. I mean, one of the reasons we have GPS is that military program. GPS was developed by the military so they could locate, they could guide cruise missiles to a target. And, but we use it commercially in every possible way you can imagine. It's a wealth to the nation.